Yeah, we're holding up Yutes. Yeah, we're again in the middle of the shalom, Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yossi. First, the Gemara wanted to say that Rabbi Yossi, his shita was that mashkim, that's makabo tumah, it could be metama oichu, but it can't be metama kelim. So Gemara wants to say, how does Rabbi Yossi know this? First, he wants to say he goes like his Rabbi Kiva. That Rabbi Kiva dashim from the word yitma, the yitma means it itself becomes tameh, and it could also be metama something else. That's the way Rabbi Kiva dashens. So therefore, Rabbi Yossi also holds like that. That the pasuk says mashkim becomes tamei, the pshat is it itself is tamei, and it can be matama something else. Eichel. Then the Gemara asked the question that Rava said not like that. Rava said that Rabbi Yossi does not hold like Rabbi Kiva, and that was the question. V'amar Rava, lo Rabbi Yossi savak Rabbi Kiva, lo Rabbi Kiva savak Rabbi Yossi. Neither of them hold one from the other. So if Rabbi Yossi does know from Rabbi Kiva, how could he know his drasha that water could be metam oichel? So the Gemara answered to say that Rabbi Yossi himself doesn't hold like his Rebbe. Rabbi Yossi just said over, according to the way my Rebbe, Rabbi Kiva, dashed in the pasuk, according to Rabbi Kiva that he dashed in the word yitma means it's tameh, and it can be metam as something else, then we know that the mashkim liquid could be metam as something else. But Rabbi Yossi himself does not hold from Rabbi Kiva. So that's one part that Rava said, that Rabbi Yossi does know from Rabbi Kiva. Now on the other part, how do we know that Rabbi Kiva himself does know from Rabbi Yossi? Now Rabbi Yossi's chiddush was, what was Rabbi Yossi's chiddush? Rabbi Yossi's chiddush was, how do we know that there's a revi by kodesh? How do we know that by hegdish, if a shlishi touches a fourth thing, the fourth thing becomes tummy? Rabbi Yossi says he has a kal v'chaima. That was Rabbi Yossi's svarim. Rabbi Yossi says he has a kal v'chaima for a mechusik ipurim. Madach a mechusik ipurim, that means somebody that's supposed to bring a korban, even though he went to the mikvah, like a zav or a zavah or a nazir, his tamei, they went to the mikvah, it came already night time, but as long as they didn't bring the korban the next day, they're not allowed to eat kochim. So he had a kal v'chaima, the madach a mechusik ipurim is also to eat kochim, avad that makes a revila tumma. That was Rabbi Yossi's halacha. That how do we know there's a revi b'kodesh? Because he has a kal v'chaima. Now Rav also said that Rabbi Kiva, the Rebbe, does not hold from Rabbi Yossi. That's what we're holding now. The Yutes. Fourth line. El Rabbi Kiva, lo yisavak Rabbi Yossi minolan. How do we know the second part that Rav said, that Rabbi Kiva does not hold like his Talmud, Rabbi Yossi? He does not hold to make such a kal v'chaima, to say that Madach by Truma, there's a Shlishi, Avada and Avada by Kodesh, there should be a Revi. How do we know he doesn't make this Kal V'chayma? Omalei, so he answered back, to Le Lishtami Tana, we never found a Tana Mishnah that says anywhere, V'listni Revi B'Truma, V'chamishi B'Kodesh, V'neimi Rabbi Kivahi. We never found any place that says that there's a Revi by Truma, and there's a Chamishi B'Kodesh. And the last question, who is that? We would say that goes according to Rabbi Kiva. Because we know that Truma only has a Shlishi, and by Kodshim, there's a Revi. But nobody ever said a step further. Now the question is, if Rabbi Kiva holds like Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Kiva sheet alone we had before, that even by regular Chulin, there's such a thing as a Shlishi Bakoide. There's a Shlishi Latuma. Even by regular Chulin. Because Rabbi Kiva dashens the pasuk that says, if you have a Kli Cheres, and then there's bread inside the Keli, and now a Sheretz comes inside the Aver of the Kli. So the pasuk says that the kli becomes a rishon l'tumma, even though the sheretz doesn't touch the kli. But as long as the sheretz comes inside the avra kli, the kli becomes a rishon. The bread inside becomes tameh from the kli is a sheni l'tumma. And the pasuk says on this bread yitma, Rabbi Kiva dashins, that doesn't say lashon tameh, but it says yitma when the bread comes out and touches something else, it could be matama the third thing. So that's by regular chulin. So by regular case, no truma, no kochim, there could be a shlishi lechulin. Now that's Rabbi Kiva shita. So if Rabbi Kiva is going to hold like his Talmud Rabbi Yossi, that he makes the kal v'chaima, so Rabbi Yossi has a kal v'chaima, that truma goes one step more than chulin. And kochim has a kal v'chaima to go one step further than truma. So if you're going to tell me Rabbi Kiva shita is that chulin has a shlishi, so if he holds like a Talmud Rabbi Yossi, there's a kal v'chaima to make one more for truma, truma should be revi. And there's a kal v'chaima for mechusik epurim to say kodshim is more chomer than truma, that there should even be a chamishi. And we never found that, it never says anywhere. So since we never saw any place to say that there's a chamishi, but kodesh, it's a raya, Rabbi Kiva does not hold like his Talmud Rabbi Yossi. Rav Kiva doesn't hold from that Kal V'chaymer. You can't learn out from Michusi Kippurim or a Tful Yoim to say that Truma should have a bigger din than Chulin, or Kachim should have a bigger din than Truma. We don't hold from the Kal V'chaymer. And Rashi has the Gansa Arichas here. Rashi brings down, why doesn't Rav Kiva hold from the Kal V'chaymer? So he says, really the Gemara in Soita says, that the Dor Achra and Mashmados Tamid Chachamim came and said at Pirchem. Rashi says, like Masech the Soita, see the Dor Achra and the Tyrus Ashlishi Betruma. Shana Matam Moisa the Kal V'chaymer Mitzvul Yoyim. Because I'm meaning the Dor Achra and Paruch. The Dor Achra and asked the question on Rav Yosi's Kal V'chaymer. Malat Tzvul Yoyim Shekein Av HaTumah. You can't bring me any rise, a Kal V'chaymer from a Tzvul Yoyim or a Mechusik Yipurim, because the Tzvul Yoyim was the Pshat. He was somebody that touched the Sheretz. See, he was an Av HaTumah, even though he went to the Mikvah and he became Torah LeMikzas. But Negei to Truma, he's still Tomei. What type of a Tuma does he have on a Negei to Truma? He's an Ava Tuma. That's why a Tful Yoim Pasels makes a Shlishi. But you can't make any Kal V'chaymer from a Mechusa Kippurim or from a Tful Yoim, because these people at the beginning, they were an Ava Tuma. So even though the Tuma went off a little bit, but for whatever, it didn't go off. For Truma, for Kachrim, it still remains like an Avatuma. So therefore, those are Chomer. But you can't make a Kal V'chaymer to tell me that a Shlishi L'tuma can make a Revi by Kachrim. No, a Shlishi, only a Shlishi, can enough in Tful Yom. Tful Yom is an Avatuma. So therefore, Tzarai, Reb Kiva does not hold from his Talmud, Reb Yosi. Reb Kiva does not hold from that Kal V'chaymer. And the Svar, like Rashi says, like the Dor Achron, there's a Pircha on the Kal V'chaymer. Shrati Gemara. V'yanana hochi nekem v'nismach. Is that true? Like, what are you being Samech on now? The fact you never found any Mishnah that says that there's a Chamisha Bakodesh. For that fact alone, could you be Samech? Like, did you check every single place? Maybe you'll find some place that says there is a Chamishi Betruma of a Chamishi Bakodesh. Just the fact you never saw anywhere, that's not a Raya. Maybe Rabbi Kiva does hold from his Talmud Rabbi Yosi, and according to Rabbi Kiva that there's a Shlishi Bachulin, there should be a Kal V'chaymer, there's a Revi Betruma, and there's a Chamisha Bakodesh. I never found, that shouldn't be a Raya. Like the bottom Rashi says, V'yanana hochi nismach, mishum le'askechon tana, name of Rabbi Kiva, less the Kal V'chaymer, because you never found it learned in the Mishnah. That's why you can say Rabbi Kiva doesn't hold from the Kal V'chaymer. Maybe he does hold from it. I, it's not brought down, that's not the biggest kasha. No tana ever brought it down. So the Mora says like this, Nofek Ravashi. Ravashi went out. Vitema Ravkana. Some say Ravkana went out. Doc, he went to look around. Vyashkach. And he found the Mishnah like this. He found the Mishnah Beferish that Rabbi Kiva says there's only Revi Bakodesh and not more. Hoditnan. That it is a Mishnah brought down in Chagiga. Hakli Mitzaref Esmasha Betoichoi. Lakodesh. There's a loch if you have a vessel, a keli, and you have food inside it. Now you have two different kizaisim on two different sides of the plate, and the two pieces, let's say two pieces of bread inside the kli, and the two pieces of bread are not touching one another. Now the sheretz came in the kli and touched one piece of bread. Now the locha should be only that piece of bread is tamei and not the second piece of bread, because the sheretz did not touch the second piece of bread. Still we say no, since the both pieces are in one kli, the kli is mitzaref, makes it together as if it's like one piece of bread. And therefore, when the sheretz touches one piece, it's as if he touched the other piece also. Therefore, they're both tummy. Now, this is a chumra only l'kodesh. Only we're talking about kodshim, if you have a piece of meat of hegdish there, or a piece of bread that was from the mincha, the menachis, that's what has this chaymer. They are the kli is mitzaref. Avolan the truma. If you're only talking about truma, if you have two apples inside the kli, and the sheretz touched one apple, and he did not touch the other one, and the two apples are not touching one another, the other one is tor. For truma, you don't have this. Now the Mishnah says, V'horvi b'kodesh posel. You should know by kegdish, how far does the tumah go? Revi. That's the last stage it goes. That's called posel. Posel means it itself is tameh, but it cannot be metama something else. V'yashlishi b'truma. And truma goes as far as a shlishi. That's it. It can't go further. A shlishi does not make a revi by truma. Now this is a Mishnah. So this Mishnah says clearly that by Hegdish there's only a Revi, and by Truma there's only a Shlishi. That's this Mishnah. Now, what does that do with Rabbi Kiva? So far it's no right what Rabbi Kiva holds. So Gemara says, V'yomer Rabbi Kiva Rab, Om Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yechanan said over, Me'edusa Shere Rabbi Kiva, from some aid is something that Rabbi Kiva taught us, Nish this Mishnah zu, was learnt this next Mishnah. In other words, Rabbi Kiva knew this Mishnah and added to this Mishnah. The Tanya, we learned in the Brayso, so some said the Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah. Hoysev Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva added to this first Mishnah. So we see clearly, Rabbi Kiva holds from this Mishnah. He just added something else. Hosef Rabbi Kivam had solus, if you have flour in the keli, in the kli, the akhtaris, you have the akhtaris, the different 11 spices that they use for the akhtaris, the halavoyna, the akhicholim, and if you have coals inside a kli, just the gecholim, coals, they could also be makabotuma. Shimnogat full yom the mixosan, if it's full yom touch part of it, just like one coal, pasul es kulam, he automatically passes them all. This is what Rabbi Kiva added to the Mishnah. The Mishnah doesn't say clearly gecholim. Like gecholim, the chur is not called an eichol. A coal, a hot coal, the chur should not be makabel tumah at all. Because we have a locha, either food is makabel tumah, or else a kelim, or else an adam. But a coal, it's nothing. A coal, a hot coal, it's not an adam, it's not a keli, it's not an eichol. So it shouldn't be makabel tumah at all. Rabbi Kiva says no. Hos gecholim, there's a svar of chibas hakodesh makes it royal makabel tumah. Since this gecholim is being used on the mizbeach for hegdish, anything that's being used for hegdish has a loch, it could be makabel tumah. See what's meisav on this Mishnah, even gecholim also has this din of the Mishnah that if it's in one keli and the tful yam touches one of them, automatically the other one it becomes tamei. But I call upon him to see Rabbi Kiva knew from the first Mishnah, and he added to it. Mashmi is also moited to the first Mishnah. And in the first Mishnah it says clearly, Revi'in Chamishiloi. It says, Claude, by Hegdish there's only a Revi, and there's not a Chamishi. And Shlishi'in Revi'iloi. And by Truma there's only a Shlishi and nothing more. Alma we see clearly, period. So this is the Raya. From here clearly Rabbi Kiva himself holds, there's only a Revi by Kodesh and nothing more. So it's a Raya, he does not hold from his Talmud Rabbi Yosi's Kal V'Chaymer. Because if you hold from Rabbi Yosi's Kal V'Chaymer, since there's a Shlishi by Chulin, Truma has a Kal V'Chaymer to be a Revi, and Hegdish has a Kal V'Chaymer to be a Chamishi. And here it says clearly Rabbi Kiva only holds a Shlishi by Truma, and a Revi by Hegdish, Mashmi does not hold further. Let's see Rashi. Rashi says, Hakli mitzarf mashe b'toichi, means Areva Aruchi, have a big kneading pin. Uvo oichlin kodesh. Inside is meat from a korban. Mikan v'yoichlin kodesh mikan. On one side, on the other side, two different pieces of meat. V'yein noigim zeh v'zeh. And they're not touching one another. V'nogal tome v'yoichlin shabrosh echot. And the sheretz touches one side. Over kli lo noga. The sheretz didn't touch the kli. The oichel ain matama keli. The locher is the food cannot be matama keli. Afilu mit rabbonin, even mit rabbonin. The afilu achi still. The Mishnah says oichlin shebisheni roshel tameim. The oichel on the second side is tamei. Why? A new svara shakli mitzarif. The keli makes it as if it's one piece of food, and if it's one piece, a sheretz touches just one side of it, the whole piece becomes tamei. Now, and the Rabbi Yechanan added that Medusai, Eidusai, Hoysa Rabbi Kiva B'yedis. Rabbi Kiva told us a big chiddush in this Mishnah, that Levoinu Gecholim, Rashi Afagav, the Lav Oichleninu, even though these two things are not something we eat, still, it's Mekabel Tuma. Why? There's a Svara Chibas HaKodesh Machshirosan, or Meshavi Lo Oichel, the Parakosho. We'll see later on in the Masechta on Aflamet, hey, there's a new Svara. Something that's brought on the Mizbeach, that's called Chibas HaKodesh. It's lechiba, like it's brought, it's loved to the mizbeach. Something that's brought to the mizbeach is called an oichel. So therefore, the Gemara even says later the eitzim, the wood that they put on top of the mizbeach to burn, also has a shame oichel. Could be makabel tumah. There are kopanim, the gecholim has a shame oichel to it. So that's makabel tumah. That's what the Kiva added. So therefore, from this one kli, you have two different coals. Even though the tful yoyim only touched one, automatically the other one is also. Trashi Poslas Kulan, Alma Mitzarev Kli, Masha B'Toichi. Good, you see, it's called the Tzarev Kli. But our Koponah from this Mishnah Zaraya, Rabbi Kiva only says there's a Revi B'Kodesh, and not further, it's a clear Raya, Rabbi Kiva does not hold from the Talmud, Rabbi Yosi. Now the Gemara says, Alma, L'chur, we see from Rabbi Yechon here, Kisova Tzarev Derabonin. I tell you this Mishnah says, that something inside the kli, even though they're not touching one another, becomes tamei. There's a tziruf, the kli itself makes the two pieces inside like one piece. That's only a svar in the rabbanon, I'll tell you. So Rashi, why? Rashi al moksav a tziruf the rabbanon milsa biape nafshi. This is something by itself now. The new gemara. He midi yomer Rabbi Yechanan meyedusa shereb akiva nishnis. Since Rabbi Yechanan didn't say it's a posik. He didn't say, I know from the Torah. He said, how do I know this Chiddush? It's Mitzarev from Rabbi Kiva? Alma Ksova Rabbi Yechon Tziruf the Kli LaKodesh Yiktoni Gabi Milas Lav Diraisu. It's not a Diraisu Dikadin. Elamid Rabbonin. And how do we know this Rabbonin Dikadin? Meyedusa Rabbi Kiva. He is the one that told us. the midrabbanan who the gecholam alavoyna lav b'nei kabul tumaninu ela midrabbanan. Because avada midiraisa, it's not mekabul tuma this gecholam. Is this svara that chibas hakodesh, something that's going to be brought on the mizbeach? It gets the shame oichol. That's not midiraisa. Midiraisa cold is not an oichol. It's not mekabul tuma. It's only a svara in the rabbanan. The afagav the amamar. Even though we have a posik for this. We have boso the rabbis etzim levonim. There's late in the Gemara and Kol Shor Darshan the posig. We have boso that even wood is also mekabel tuma. So Rashi says the ma'alim with rabbanon he. That's only in a smach. That's only with rabbanon. But with the araisa vade gicholim, it's not called food or hot coal. Cannot be mekabel tuma. It's only with rabbanon that's mekabel tuma. So with rabbanon we see that this din that the keli is mitzaref is also only with rabbanon. It's like one mishnah Rabbi Kiva. We learn it out from Rabbi Kiva. So you see clearly that this chiddush that a keli is mitzaref is only midirabbanan, not midiraisa. And the Gemara says he argues upligi to Rav Chanan, and Rav Yochanan argues on Rav Chanan. The Yomer Rav Chanan learns tziruf the iraisa. He has a posik to say that tziruf is the iraisa. If you have two pieces of bosa kochim in the plate, even though they're not touching one another, midiraisa, if one becomes tummy, the other one also becomes tummy. Shenema the posik in Midbar says. Kaf achas asara zohav malaya kateris. You have one kaf, one spoon, that weighs like 10 measurements of gold. Malaya kateris, full of kateris. As the pasuk says, kaf achas, it's one kli. What do you mean achas? Hakosif osa kol mashe bekaf achas. It's a limud that anything inside this spoon, even though you have a lot of pieces there, it's considered like one big piece. And therefore, even though the tful yoyim only touches one piece, so really only that piece should become tamei, not the piece next to it. Still, the Torah says no. The Torah says kaf achas. We look as if it's one thing inside. It's one big oichum. So you see, midi rice is such a svara kliyaz mitzaref. Rashi says kaf achas. Pikteris ksiv the kodeshu. Even though the kteris are made out of a lot of different pieces, still the pasuk calls it like one. For what purpose? To tell us that even though it's full yerim touches only one piece of it, it's all the pieces inside are tamei. Because we look as if it's one big piece. The Martanan Hosam. We learned the Mishnah Nidis. Al machet shenimtses bibosar. You found a needle, a machet, a needle, inside the meat of a korban. Rashi tenan hosim idius. We al machet hayed al shar idius. Shenimtses bibosar kodesh. Hayes the koyen made a shchita on a korban shlomim, and they opened up the meat, and inside the meat of the animal, they found a needle there. That's where they found a machet. It's bibosar kodesh. So the locher is shehasakin v'hayadayim toiris. That the sheikhid, when he shechted with the knife is still tor. Who adin v'yadayim? The sheikhid that with his hands went and touched the meat, his hands are still tor. V'yabasa tummy. But the basa, the meat of the animal, that is tummy. Now we'll soon see the Gemara will explain what type of a needle are we talking about. Like who said the needle was tummy? We just said that you found a needle inside the meat of this behemoth, so the sakin that shechted is tor. The odem that moves it with his hand is tor. Just the meat became tumah. Like the question is why? What type of tumah does needle have? We'll soon explain that. Now, Amar Rabbi Kiva. Now, Nim says the Farish. Let's say you found the needle in the junk of the animal. That means in the kishkes, in the junk that's aiming to come out. That's not called tor. Then everything is tor. That's not called basar. That's not eatable there, and it's not mekabel tumah. So Rashi says. Shasakin shenogabo, the knife that touched this animal, vayadayim shokoyin shenogabem, and the hands of the coin that touched this meat, tohirim. They're not makabel tuma, they're tohir. Vayahabosa tomei, only the meat of the animal that we found this needle inside the meat, that's tomei. Olakam meforesh, hay machet, my tuma heavy bay. What type of a tuma was on this machet that we're dividing up? Only the oichel, the meat, is makabel tuma, and not your hands, and not the sakin. So the Gemara. Omer Rabbi Kiva said, Zochinu, like from here where I learn out, Shein Tumas Yodayim B'Migdish. Rabbi Kiva learns out from this Mishnah that in the Beis HaMigdish, the Rabbanan did not make any Tumas for Yodayim. Even though usually Yodayim is very easy to Makabatumah. Anytime Yodayim touch anything that's Tumay, mid Rabbanan your hands become Tumay. even though a person himself doesn't become tamei only from an ava tumah. If you touch a rishon tumah, sheni tumah, another is not mekabel tumah midiraisam. But midirabbanan though, your hands become tamei. If your hands touch a sheni tumah, your hands become tamei. So the question is, here your hands touch the sakin. Why do we say your hands is tahor? The Torah says, we learn out from here that in the base hamikdash, rabbanan didn't make this gezeirah. Zochinu shein tumas yadayim b'migdash. Rashi says zochinu. Rashi says it means schus v'toiva v'revach v'takonahi. The Rabbanan gave a toiva, something good for us, a schus for us, a takonah for us. Mehefset kochim. Today there should not be any hefset for kochim. Shlo nigzerog zeros yadayim b'migdash. Letameh b'dovah shein metam odim. The Rabbanan didn't make the gezerah that of something that's not a navatuma, that cannot be metam of the person himself, If his hands touch it, his hands will not become tummy. Now the high machet, this needle, mukmile de la batumu yodimu. Avadim was talking about that this needle is not a navatumu. Because if it was a navatumu, so why isn't the coin tummy? Dilo chutzle migdash, mitamim yudayim. So we're talking about this needle is only a rishon tumah or a sheni tumah. Now even though outside the Beis HaMikdash, if your hands touch anything that's tummy, even if it's only a rishon tumah or a sheni tumah, midirabbanan your hands become tummy. Aba the tumah kol du, why do afilu stamim mishum yudayim askonius? Hey, since it's a svara that your hands always move around, we're afraid your hands touch things that are tummy, the rabbanan will gaze more tumah upon your hands. That any time your hands touch anything that's tamei, your hands become tamei. So that's only outside the Beis HaMikdash. But inside the Beis HaMikdash, we have a raya from this Mishnah, the Rabbanan will not machmer upon your hands. Your hands will not become tamei. Only if you touch an avat tumor, it's matama, the whole body, then your hands are also part of the body. Why didn't we also say from this Mishnah we should learn out v'neima shein tumas yadayim v'kelim b'migdish? Why didn't we learn out from here there's no tumas kelim also in the migdish? Because the Mishnah said the sakin, this knife b'shashchitam, even though maybe it touched the needle, still the knife is tor. So why don't you learn out from here also there's no gezeira for kelim to become tum in the base of migdish? So Rashi v'neima nami, why don't we say also from here? Zochinu, we should learn out from here. Shein tumas kelim b'migdash. There's no din tomei in the migdash. Midirabbanan v'dovish shein metame min haTorah. There's only an av hatumah that's metame kelim. That's metame kelim in the migdash. But anything else that's not metame midiraisan is not metame midirabbanan. Dilu b'chulim, because if this kelim would be outside the base of migdash, goes the rabbanon beitumah midirabbanon a kelim could be mekabel tumah for something else. V'yafagav dibn raisa tor, k'zat nan gav yudches dover. V'oichlam v'yakelim shenitmol b'mashkin, v'yachetoni sakin tor. Thereby the yudches dover, it says that a mashkin is only a rishon or sheni l'tumah, when it touches a keli, it's matama the keli. So, you see, outside the base of Migdash, kelim do become tummy. And here we're saying now, this keli, the sakin, the knife, is tor. So why don't we say over, nuchidish also, that in the base of Migdash, are not kelim, are not makabel tumah? Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Vitei Rav Yosi, Rav Chanina, Yodayim Koidem Gzeiros Kelim Nishnu. I tell you, there were two separate Gzeiros made at two different times. First, it was a Gzeiros about Yodayim. The Rabbanan said a person's hands, anytime it touches any type of tumor, midrabbanan your hands become tummy. Then they didn't talk about Kelim yet. They didn't make a Gzeiros that if a Kelim touches something, that tummy it also becomes tummy. So, when this Mishnah was learned, I tell you, the Chalal, there wasn't a Gzeiros tumor on Kelim. So we can't say, I learned out from this Mishnah, new Chiddush, that in the Beis HaMikdash there's no Tumas Kelim. No, at the time this Mishnah was learned, there was no Tumas Kelim anywhere, even outside the Beis HaMikdash. The Gzeirah of Kelim first came later on. So therefore, at the time of this Mishnah, we only knew of Gzeirah Yadayim. So it's good why he says, from this Mishnah I see, there's no Gzeirah Yadayim in the Beis HaMikdash. But Gzeirah Kelim, I have no Raya, because Gzeirah Kelim Mechlal wasn't made yet. That's one Teretz. Omar Rova, V'atavayo boi b'yayim gozru. How could you say that? Both of these gzeros were made the exact same day by the Yudches Devorim. The Tanan, we learned it in Shabbos, ha-sefer. Now that we have a sefer Torah, or any svarim, through Rabbonim will graze a tumor on it. V'hayadayim, a person's hands, is automatically tumor. V'yatfu yayim, v'yoychlim v'yakelim, shenitmo b'mashkin. or food or a kelim that touched only a mashka tzarishin tumah, that the kelim becomes tummy, and that's only midrabbanan, and it's both made at the exact same time. So the exact same time they made the yugzera that a person's yudayim became tummy, they also made yugzera that kelim became tummy. So b'shas this mishnah was learned that there was the gzera of yudayim pshita, there was the gzera of kelim also. So then we're back to the kasha. Why don't we learn out from this mishnah that even though the rabbanim made gzera, kelim could be mekabel tumah midrabbanan, but in the base of midrash they didn't do that. And Rashi says, yodayim, Rashi, koidem, first tense was, koidem gzeres kelim nishnu, letamim with rabbonin, ugeshidu, way the zoo, adayim lanigzu, gzeres lachom matumas kelim. Yeah, that's the first tense. Then the Mora says, that can be, boi bayayim, vialilas, vialidas, Chananya ben Chizkiya ben Gerav Yitzias Hashabbos. The Gemara Shabbos brings down the Maisa in his attic. They made Yudches Devarim. Did not Eilu Poisnes the Truma Ha Sefer. Why did they make a sefer tamei? Mishum takana svarim, that they wanted to fix the svarim itself. Shoyimanichem esas svarim im atruma. They used to leave truma next to the svarim. The yakvarim eichle noisam. And since the food was near the sefer, the mouses used to come to eat the food, and they would also eat the sefer also. Therefore, the rabbanim didn't want you to have any food near the sefer, so they said a sefer terah has a din tuma mid rabbanim. Therefore, you're not allowed to put your truma near the sefer, because the truma will become tamei. So that was a gzeira that all the svarim are tamei, not to have food near the svarim. By your dayim, afidu stamim, not only if your hands touch a rishon or a shein l'tuma, even stam hands are tamei. Im naga b'truma b'leim nefil shadayim. Whenever you touch truma without washing your hands, midrabbanan your hands are matam of the truma. That's the reason why we wash our hands before we eat bread. So takana like so kahanim that eat truma, they should also always be used to washing the hands before they eat bread. That's full yom. What's the parochi diraisa? Mishani sami mikan. Full yom midiraisa is matamas. The Gemara says take out full yom. But I call upon him, you see, it's the exact same time the gzeira of yudayim was with the gzeira of kelim. So then we're back to the kasha. Why don't we learn out from this mishnah? There's no tumas kelim in the base of migdish. So the Gemara answers like this. Elo amar rova. Hanach letumah sakin. Leave out the tumah of a sakin of a knife. The afilo bechulin nami loy metami. That even by chulin, a knife is not mekabel tumah. Why not? Hai sakin loge b'mai. What are we afraid about? You have this knife, the shoychit's knife that you shechted the animal with. What are we afraid? What did the sakin touch? Ilema de loge b'bosor. If you want to say that the knife touched the meat. So we're saying now the meat is tumah. Because since the needle touched the meat, the needle made the bosor tumah. So now the bosat's tamei, when the knife touches it, you want to say the knife should become tamei. Ho'ein oichem matame keli. Now we have a klal. Oichem cannot be matame kelim, even midrabbanan. If a keli touches an oichem, that's a rishon l'tumah, the keli does not become tamei. V'yelo de noga b'machit. Now what are you afraid about? Maybe the knife touched the needle itself. While you were shechting the animal, the knife got in contact with that needle that's in the bosat. That's what you're afraid about. For the Gemara, no, that's also not mekabel tumah. The klal we had before was for ein kli matama keli. We had yesterday one object cannot be matama the same object. A keli can be matama keli. Oichel can be matama oichel. Mashkim can be matama mashkim. So you can't. We're not afraid if the sakin touched the machet, because the keli can be matama another keli, even with the rabbonim, even chutz from the base of migdish. So Mel, there's no edus here. Yeah. So Melo, that's why it's not shver. That's why from this mishnah we don't learn out that there weren't geyser tumas kelim in the base of migdish. Maybe they were geyser. Maybe if a keli touches, oichel's not matama. It will be the case that would be matama. I'm not sure. Yeah, Rashi speaks out. But the only geyser the rabbanim made was by mashkin. Mashkin rabbanim made that if any type of tumah touches a mashkin becomes like a rishon tumah. Or even like an avatum of the mashkin. So therefore, when the mashkin touches a keli, that would become tummy. That's the din de rabbanan. That when mashkin, liquid, touches kelim, it could be matam of the kelim. Now that could be true maybe even in the base of mikdash also. It could be in the base of mikdash also. If you have liquid, that's tummy. If it touches a keli, maybe the keli is makabel tumah. From this mishnah, we don't see that like that. This mishnah just says that the sakin that maybe touched the needle doesn't become tummy. Because that's a lacher all over. A keli can't be matam a keli. But maybe the din derabbanan that mashkim, liquid, could be metame kelim, maybe that holds true even in the Beis Hamikdash. So therefore you can't bring a raya from this mishnah to the din of kelim, so we only bring a raya to the din of netilas of yadayim. That yadayim, even though outside the Beis Hamikdash, anything your hands touch becomes tamei, but in the Beis Hamikdash, derabbanan weren't guys of tumah on the yadayim. For the Gemara now, Hai machet maya vidite. This needle, what type of a tumor does this needle have? Like, what type of tumor is it? Inema sofik machet. What is this needle talking about? Like, all the story was, you found a needle inside the basar. There's no history about this needle. We don't know if it was tome, not tome. So what are we talking about? Inema sofik machet. If you want to stop, tell me a story. There's no history on the needle. You shechted this carbon, and inside the carbon, the meat, you found the needle. Stam a suffix, you don't know what the needle is. For itma, we learned. Reb Lezer, Reb Yosef, Reb Chanina. Chadama, one says, like Gozro, al suffix, heroikin, shib Yishlayim. If you find spit on the floor in Yishlayim, you don't have to be afraid, maybe it's tummy. But there's a locha, a nidur, or a zav, or a zavon. The spit that comes out of them is also an avatumah. That's called a mashkin that comes out of the goof of a zav and a zav and a nidor is tummy. So if you find spit on the floor, you don't have to be afraid. Maybe it came from a zav or a zav, and it's Torah. The chadam, another man, the yom, instead learned that like gozru al sofik a kelim shib Yishlayim. You should know if you find kelim in Yishlayim, you don't have to be afraid.